Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved friends, and welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Dacia Smith. I am so sorry about the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. You just heard Mandisa's Freedom Song. It's one of my favorite songs to listen to just celebrate the victory that I personally have had in Christ Jesus, dealing with some of the bondage that I have faced and endured over the years. So, again, if you want to listen to that song yourself just to get inspired and encouraged, it is the Freedom Song by Mandisa, and you can pull it from YouTube. I'm glad to be here with you this afternoon, kind of rush and getting into the show. I was coming from visiting my mother, and then I had to drop something off for my son who's spending the weekend, and we'll be spending the week with my dad, sort of a little break for him. And we're still awaiting the callback from Chick-fil-A. So I'm hoping and praying that we will hear from them this week. That is definitely the hope and the prayer, because I know he wants to get started in working and earning some income, and I would definitely like that for him. So just some personal updates. We are coming off the Independence Day, 4th of July, holiday weekend, and my fiance and I did get a chance to spend some quality time together and discussing many things, and we also got to spend some time with one of his brothers, his younger brother, and his brother's wife and their son. And we got to see some fireworks that were really pretty cool, pretty spectacular. And that's kind of how we rounded out the evening yesterday. We decided not to travel. There were some challenges with that in terms of getting time off and so forth on his end. So we are going to be rescheduling those travel plans. But that's still good. It was really rainy, and it was just a kind of a yucky day for a significant portion of the day, but it did turn out to be a nice evening to see the fireworks. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Had a little bit of a sinus issue still as well. So pray for me on that. It is getting better, but there remains a little bit of drainage. So also just asking for prayer. Well, I'm actually working on some slideshows for our family, slideshow for my son, and just as he's getting older, sort of cataloging the memorabilia over the years of his different experiences and events in life, as well as my family reunion slideshow. So that has been an ongoing project this summer, and it does seem to be making some headway. Also, I have a cousin in town from L.A. that I'm looking forward to getting to see later this week. She's here for a family reunion on her dad's side. So, and this is one of my maternal cousins, so I look forward to being able to see her this week at some point. And I just want to ask for, continue to ask for prayer for my mother and her condition, which is improving. I also want to ask for prayer for my church family, who have not seen in a number of weeks due to kind of visiting amongst different places outside the Memphis area for Sabbath, and I will definitely be seeing them in a couple of weeks, as well as I want to ask for prayer for families that God will bind together and hold together the true family as he ordained it to be, and that there would definitely be favor, you know, for those families and in those families. And also, I want to ask for prayer for those who are suffering addictions and facing various issues, temptations, habits that are detrimental to them and destructive to them. That is our focus of the show today, freedom found in Christ Jesus. So let's have opening prayer at this time. Father God in heaven, we just come before you, Lord, and we thank you and we praise you. Father God, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I especially give you praise, Father God, for the victory that I've had in my life in overcoming certain sins and habits and other types of issues that have caused me to not be as close to you or to not have as strong of a relationship with you, Lord. And I just know it is by the power of the blood of Christ Jesus that I have been able to surpass the trials and tribulations that have come my way due to these issues. And so, Father God, I just petition in behalf of others who may have those particular conditions, and we're going to discuss them today and how, you know, individuals can go about just restoring and themselves to health and to spiritual prosperity and maturity, and Father God, how they can just be able to bask in the joy and glory of knowing that you have already overcome sin and death in the grave. And so we just need to accept that and surrender and submit to your will. And so, Father God, right now I do ask that the Holy Spirit would just come upon the hearts and convict the minds and the souls of those individuals in those particular predicaments. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. So I want to mention these scripture verses that relate to freedom in Christ. And, you know, if you are going through a particular challenge or struggle or trial at this time, you might want to just repeat these verses daily. I mean, as you are rising in the morning during your devotional, or as you are, you know, in the evening, you know, before you go to sleep, as kind of like part of your nighttime prayer, because they really do, in repeating them and meditating on them, they really do have a profound impact on your perception of you know, your situation and your viewpoint. Galatians 5:1, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Galatians 5:13, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:36, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Romans 8:1 through 2, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of and death. Okay? And I like Romans 8:21 as well, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So before we get into the focal topic of today on freedom in Christ Jesus, I want to first mention some ways that you can share the gospel with others in the summertime that particularly work well in the summertime with the nice sunny weather and just people tending to have schedules that are more flexible, either due to, you know, vacation plans or just travel taking time off, leave time, et cetera. And so these are just, you know, a few ways that you can, you know, help to present or expose someone to the gospel more who may not be very rooted or grounded in Christ, may not have that strong connection and relationship with Christ in a way that is informal and allows you to get to know the individual as well on a personal level. So let me just start with just kind of some basic things. Number one, a lot of activities do take place outside in the summertime. So some of the events or activities that you could invite somebody to, you know, if you have a pool party, or if you set up, could be in above ground or, you know, in ground, whichever. But something like that, where if it's somebody who does enjoy swimming or enjoys that type of atmosphere, you invite them over and have the Christian, you know, music playing in the background. And, you know, they may be a little uncomfortable at first, but if you have the more contemporary Christian music, like something like Mandisa, they'll be like, wow, you know, I really do like this. And what, you know, they might be asking you some questions. You can as well, if you're dealing with young people or younger people, you know, sometimes setting up an outdoor, you know, kind of sing-along or something where they're, you know, maybe displaying talents and you're playing guitar or there's instrumentation. Many times young people like those types of activities as well. And then maybe an open dialogue where you just, you know, you're kind of chatting. You get some lemonade, you know, those kinds of things, because it's just very non-threatening, and it allows them to enjoy the outdoor weather while at the same time hearing and learning about the Lord. Something else you can do outside is a barbecue. And I know many people are health conscious and don't like a lot of the meats and things, but you can actually use, you know, the vegetarian items. Even if somebody's not vegetarian, they come there and they eat it and they like it. And you can actually tell them, you know, at that point later on, well, these are actually vegetarian burgers or vegetarian hot dogs. Like, wow, these are really great. And that's a segue into discussing the health message. Another thing that you could do, especially if you're dealing with an individual where you feel a little more comfortable getting closer, more personal, is maybe you can invite them on an out-of-town trip or to a park or something. It could be in town or it could be, you know, nearby out of town, but just for a park day, a picnic or something. Maybe they have, you know, young child they can bring, or maybe they have someone, you know, else they would like to bring along with them. But, you know, you're kind of opening up, and maybe some literature that's more modern that they can relate to, especially if they're going through a particular issue. That can be something you can do. And you can also do a block party, again, for younger people. That can be something that can occur outside, and that you can tag team with a church or some other youth, spiritual youth-type organization. Or if you want to keep it smaller, it could just be, you know, a few people. But, of course, you'd be playing the contemporary Christian music and so forth that's going to appeal to them. Another thing that you could do, and this is bringing things indoors, but sometimes people just have more time, like I said, and they're more flexible in the summertime, having your Bible study, but, you know, a contemporary Bible study, or having a movie night where you invite somebody over and you pop popcorn, or maybe you have, you know, the cold drinks, the popsicles or something, the fruity popsicles or something, where you're, you know, watching a particular movie on a Bible character, and that maybe it's a Bible character that the person can relate to on a personal level. But, you know, these are certainly things and ways that that can help, you know, promote the gospel and edify the kingdom of God and draw people in. We are called to definitely draw people in, you know, to the kingdom of God. And of course, you can always invite them to the bigger church events as well. You know, sometimes people may feel uncomfortable today just asking somebody outright in a church event with them. But, you know, depending on the type of event it is and how open that person may be, hey, is it something that's more casual where they can kind of say, you know what, I think I might try this. Yeah, that would be pretty cool, depending on what's going on or what's taking place. So I would definitely encourage, you know, everybody to pray and think about how they can do that. And then, of course, the summertime really extends until Labor Day, you know, pretty much. So, you know, at any point you could, you know, sort of, you know, utilize one of those methods. So I do want to talk, we are talking today about the freedom in Christ Jesus from particular issues, challenges, problematic behaviors. And as you heard from the scripture verses, the first place to start, the first step would be prayer. You know, just sincere, contrite with, Lord, I need help. I can't do this on my own. Well, she already knows that. But our admission of it and our submission to him and our surrender, that willful surrender is a huge piece of the solution process and the process of healing. So I'd have to say that, number one, you have to be prayerful, and you have to know that, you know, God, once we reach out and put our hands out there, Jesus is going to take that next step, because there is the power in his blood to resolve those matters. And then secondly, scripture. You've got to be rooted and grounded in scripture, because that is the truth. The word is the truth. And so we need to be infused with the truth to combat all the lies that often, you know, we are told about different matters in our lives. And so I'll just give an example of myself personally. For years, I was baptized, you know, became a Christian, professed Christian. And I will tell you two things that I really did not do for many, many years that certainly affected how effective my Christian walk and my Christian life was. So number one is I only prayed before I ate. And maybe at night before I went to bed, I had a prayer about, God, please bless me. Da, 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 da. I didn't have those sincere, contrite, heartfelt prayers of, in terms of God dealing with me on the things I needed to be dealt with on, like my anxiety, like my depression and low self-esteem and preoccupation with what other people had and what other people were doing, and just a lot of it, some of my anger management issues, just a lot of things that were going on with me that I just did not discuss or share or release to the Lord. I held on to him and I just expected him to just do what I wanted to have done, which had nothing to do with, really, thwarting those issues. So that was one thing I did not do enough of is prayer, true, genuine prayer on those. And then I wasn't reading scripture regularly either. When I went to church, I was reading it. And if I needed to prepare, if I was a youth minister, if I needed to prepare for a play or for some type of lesson, then I was reading it. But I was not reading it on a daily basis and making it applicable to my life. And I was not doing devotionals either. So those are the first three things that are going to help to get a grip on the particular bond, whatever the bondage is that you face, that you suffer. And for, a lot of people, there are things like drugs. And alcohol is a drug. When I say drugs, of course, I'm including alcohol. But, whether they be, illicit drugs or the alcohol, and they're using that to kind of ameliorate pain or anxiety or frustration or grief or anger, and it's an escape for them. But our only escape should be our Lord and Savior. When we need a respite, when we need time away, we need to just saturate ourselves in him and in the Word. He is the only escape, because guess what? You can't get too much of Jesus. But you can get too much of this other stuff, and some of the stuff you don't need at all. Like alcohol, you don't need it at all. Some people say, well, a glass of wine helps the heart. There are a lot of things other than a glass of wine that help the heart. That's just an excuse for people who want to drink, because you don't need it, and I know I'm going to upset some people by saying these things, but my point is this, Jesus is more than enough. So whatever your matter is, if it's, overeating, if that's the case, that you are consoling yourself with food, especially unhealthy food, which typically is the pattern, the Lord can bring that appetite, under control and subdue it to the Holy Spirit if you release that to him. Some people have addictions to fornication. I know that especially in today's society, with all the different things going on, some of the very horrendous, outlandish, unthinkable things, are happening, people getting sex changes, men marrying men, women marrying women, things that we just would not have even thought about 20 or 30 years ago are happening today. So it's like fornication is like, that's nothing. It's like, a walk in the park, or, a drop of rain in a bucket, that's nothing. But in God's word, it is something. It's sexual sin. And a lot of people have the pattern. It's a habitual behavior in relationships that, that's just a part of the relationships that they're in, whomever they deal with. Sex is a part of that, of the dating, dating aspect of life, if you will. But Father God says no. He says that is not the way it should be. Jesus Christ says it should be contained within marriage. So it doesn't matter how accessible it becomes or how commonplace it becomes. It's not okay with the Lord. So you may have that type of, you know, addiction or adverse behavior that you think is no big deal. You know, you use protection and there's never been an issue, but, you know, it's an issue. It's an issue with the Lord, and therefore it should be an issue with us. Some people have gambling addictions. You know, there are people who, and their gambling may not be going to the casino. They may never set foot in a casino, but their gambling may be buying those lottery tickets at the convenience store, the gas station, or everybody has to look and evaluate what your personal situation is. And just because you're not strung out on drugs or an alcoholic or a sex addict or, you know, a chronic overeater, just because your challenge is not as, you know, egregious or, you know, salient as those, doesn't mean that it's something that is okay. And it doesn't mean that it can still affect your relationship with Christ. In other words, it doesn't mean that your relationship with Christ is unaffected because it's not one of those major, what we would consider in this society, major issues. Because any sin, anything that you grapple with or contend with that is not of God can separate, you know, you from God. And I know from personal experiences happened with me, I never had any of those, you know, conditions like that. At one point I was involved in fornication, obviously. I mean, I have a son who, you know, I had in, shortly after graduating from college. So at one point that was, you know, a destructive pattern of mine. But the other things I never have, but I have still been, you know, very much crippled to walk by not gaining freedom. And again, the freedom is there. If we just ask for it and surrender, you can't ask for it and not surrender. You can't hold on to it and say, you know, Lord, help me with this. Help me with this challenge, this issue. You can use words, but your actions, our actions really show and really tell God how we feel. And, you know, our willingness to do what he would have us to do, what would be pleasing to him. So, yes, admission and, you know, the verbal declaration of wanting to get the freedom and the liberation is important, but the final step must be the action behind it. So then you separate yourself from those that have you bound. If it's a particular type of television that you're watching, a particular type of music, or particular types of people or substances, you know, that may have you bound, then you distance yourself from that. You remove all of those stimuli from your life. And through the blood of Jesus, you can be empowered to do that. We can't do it in and of ourselves because we're imperfect. And if we could do it in and of ourselves, we wouldn't have fallen prey to the issue anyway. So it has to be the Lord Jesus Christ. But anyway, I thank you all for listening today. Next week, we are going to be very blessed and fortunate to have Emmanuel Smith. He's actually not related to me, but well, related to me as a brother in Christ. He is going to be on to talk about Heaven's Healthy Kitchen and Catering, which is his business. He is a chef and a health reformer who, you know, definitely has a calling and a purpose to not only, you know, provide delicious food for people, but also to really emphasize that health message. So if the food is nutritious and the food is life-preserving and life-giving and life-enhancing. So we look forward to having you on the show next week to talk about his ministry in the health message and in the culinary arts. I pray anybody who is coming back from the holiday travels, safe travels back to your destination, and I will before you again next week. God bless.